Today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. And the banns of marriage are announced for the first time for Vincent Califat and Teresa Julius. Anyone knowing of a reason why this couple should not be joined in holy matrimony, please contact one of the priests. There will be Mass here at the chapel this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Please note that there will be a 7 a.m. Mass on Friday. The others are 8 a.m. And there will also be 6:30 confessions on Friday. And I would like to welcome anyone who may be here for the first time at St. Pius V Chapel. And all are most welcome to attend our Masses. But in order to receive Holy Communion, one must believe and profess all the truths of the faith as they have always been believed and professed before Vatican II. One must be in the state of sanctifying grace. One must be fasting from solid foods and alcoholic beverages for 3 hours and liquids for 1 hour. Water, of course, does not break the communion fast. Finally, one must attend the traditional Mass exclusively. One must not attend the new Mass, the indult Mass, or Masses said by doubtfully ordained priests or bishops, or those in communion with them. And also, I would like just to remind you of the dress code here, as we are in the middle of the summer. The dress code for the women is that they should have their heads covered and slacks, short skirts, sleeveless or tight, revealing, and low-cut clothing are forbidden. And suggested dress for men is a coat and tie, jeans, shorts, and t-shirts, and other casual dress are inappropriate. The epistle appointed to be read today for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death. For we are buried together with him by baptism into death, that as Christ is risen from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ, knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more. Death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once. But in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Holy Gospel, taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 8. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude. For behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way, for some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, 7. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves and giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the people, and they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them, and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat, and were filled. And they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I will have compassion on the multitude. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A certain priest by the name of Father Stanislaus tells an interesting story. This Father Stanislaus was a member of the Missionaries of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. And Father Damien, the great apostle to the lepers, was also a member of this same order. And here is the story which Father Stanislaus relates. One day, many years ago, a little town in Luxembourg, a captain of the forest guards was holding a conversation with the butcher. And while they were talking, an elderly woman entered the shop. The butcher broke off the conversation to ask the woman what she wanted. She had come to beg for a little meat, but she had no money. The butcher then asked, "Only a little meat? But how much are you going to give me?" "I'm sorry, I have no money," the woman answered. "But I'll hear a mass for you," she said. Now both the butcher and the captain, who was standing there still, were both good men. However, they were indifferent about religion. So they began to scoff at and mock the poor woman's answer. Then the butcher said, "All right then, you go and hear Mass for me, and when you come back, I'll give you as much meat as the Mass is worth." So the woman left the shop, and a little later she returned, and the captain was still there at the butcher shop. And she approached the counter, and the butcher, seeing her, said, "All right, then, let's see." He took a slip of paper, and he wrote on it, "I heard Mass for you." And then he placed the paper on the scale. And on the other side, he placed a tiny little bone. But nothing happened. He removed the bone, and then he placed a piece of meat on the scale. But still, the paper proved heavier. The silence in the shop was deafening as both men stared at the scale. The butcher continued by placing a large piece of meat on the scale, but still the paper held its own. You can imagine the surprise of the butcher. He then examined the scales, but found they were working perfectly. He then looked at the pious old woman and he said, "What do you want, my good woman? Must I give you a whole leg of mutton?" And at this, he placed the leg of mutton on the balance, but still, the paper outweighed the meat. And so he went into the back of his shop, and he got the biggest piece of meat he had, and he put it on the scale, and still, the weight remained on the side of the paper. By now, the butcher was humbly moved. In fact, he was so moved that he was converted back to the practice of the true faith. He even promised to give the woman a share of meat every day. As for the captain who had witnessed this whole scene, he left the shop a changed man and an ardent lover of daily Mass. And actually, two of his sons became priests. One became a Jesuit, and the other a Father of the Sacred Heart. Father Stanislaus concluded this beautiful story by saying, "I am that religious of the Sacred Heart, and that captain was my father." Now in the Gospel for today's Mass, we read about the wondrous miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. It was the second time our Savior multiplied the bread and fish for the people. A great crowd of about 4,000 had followed our Lord into the wilderness. So enamored were they with Christ that they had forgotten to bring food with them. And knowing this, our Lord had compassion on them. He said, "I have compassion on the multitude." He then fed the people with only 7 loaves and a few little fishes. And the Gospel says, "They did eat and were filled." This huge crowd of hungry people were fed with only 7 loaves and a few little fishes. And they ate to their heart's content. And after they had finished, the disciples went around and gathered up the fragments, and the fragments that were left filled 7 baskets. There were 7 loaves to begin with, and now there were 7 baskets full. By his divine power, our loving Savior had multiplied the loaves and fishes because he had compassion on the multitude. In this Gospel for today's Mass, we see the kind and gentle heart of Jesus. We see his love and great concern for mankind. We see it in his actions and in his loving words. "I have compassion on the multitude," he says. "My heart is on fire," he is saying, "for these poor, hungry souls. I will feed them then." Our Lord performed a great miracle for the crowd of people. He gave them a precious gift, a gift from his compassionate and merciful heart. My dear friends, our Lord performs a miracle to provide for our hunger too. He has given us a gift of far more value than bread and fish. He has given us the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We can say with no exaggeration that the Mass is the greatest gift from the heart of our God. The Mass is the renewal of the sacrifice of the cross on Calvary. It is not just a mere remembrance of Calvary. It actually renews the death of Christ and makes the sacrifice of Calvary present in a true but unbloody manner. And it is the greatest gift from God because it is of infinite value. In this sacrifice, Christ, the Son of God made man, is both the principal priest and he is the victim too. Therefore, the sacrifice of the Mass is of infinite value. My dear friends, it is really astounding when you stop and realize that in just a few moments, when I pronounce the words of consecration, the Son of God made man will come down upon this altar. Our Savior will be present, and he will continue his sacrifice for us, before our very eyes. And that same divine heart on our altar is the same divine heart that had compassion on the multitude about 2,000 years ago. He comes to us here today not to feed our bodily hunger, but to feed our spiritual hunger, to feed our souls, which is of much more importance. And the food he feeds our souls with is his own body and blood. He gives us the gift of himself hidden under the appearances of bread and wine. Let us then take this to heart. Let us appreciate the value of the Mass. Let us appreciate this great gift of love from the Sacred Heart. Not many people today have the true Mass as you do here. And I fear that the more we are accustomed to something, the more we take it for granted. Otherwise, how do we explain the number of those who arrive late to Mass? Or how do we explain the quick dash to leave when Mass is over? Or how do we explain even some who leave during the consecration or allow their children to leave without a serious and necessary reason? These, my dear friends, are clear indications that we do not appreciate the Mass as we should. Let us not take the Mass for granted, but rather let us realize the great gift our Savior has given us. And let us show our appreciation for this great gift by our actions. Do this by arriving 5 or 10 minutes early before Mass to prepare. Prepare yourself by reminding yourself often that Calvary is about to be made present, and that you are about to assist with our Blessed Lady at the crucifixion. Then after Mass, let us make a proper thanksgiving. Thank the Sacred Heart for the gift of the true faith and the gift of having the true Mass, when so many do not have this great privilege. As in the story, the Mass proved to be of greater value than any amount of food that was placed on the scale, because the Mass is of infinite value. My dear friends, let us realize the value of the Mass, and let us not take the Mass for granted. May the merciful heart of Jesus and his Holy Mother inflame us with zeal and a loving appreciation for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.